The year 2020 has been notable for several reasons. There's a pandemic, a racial justice movement, and of course it's an election year. And for a central Iowa woman, it was her first Independence Day as a citizen. Iowa Public Radio's Cassidy Arena spoke with her about her experience as a U.S. citizen.
Carla Rangel celebrated her first 4th of July as a naturalized citizen with her family in Grimes. They watched fireworks, lit sparklers, and spent time enjoying the warm July weather.
I'm an immigrant, and now it feels different just because I feel like I'm a part of it now. I'm definitely fully part of this country.
But this celebration was different. For her first Independence Day as a citizen, Rangel had to stay 6 feet apart from others. She saw posts on social media about social injustice, virus deaths, and protests. She is a new U.S. citizen during a time of unrest and uncertainty.
You know, you come into this country, you become a citizen, you want to be a part of this, and then all of these things happen.
Rangel has long dark hair like her sister Adela Adeni Williams. They are both from Mexico and are the only ones in their family to be U.S. citizens. Rangel says she left Mexico 20 years ago for the opportunities the United States offered. She is now a finance manager. But Rangel says immigrants must work twice as hard to prove themselves in a new country, especially in, as the sisters call the United States, the land of the dreams. Rangel now lives in a neat home in the Des Moines-Beaverdale neighborhood with a large landscaped backyard. She lives there with her husband, two sons, and her dog, Camellia. With the current administration, Rangel says it is even harder to go through the naturalization process. She says it was a nerve-wracking experience filled with studying and interviewing. At the very end of the ceremony, Rangel says her experience was much different than her sister's. Her sister became a U.S. citizen during the Obama administration. When it was her turn to take the oath last November, Rangel says she felt less welcome.
And you get a message from the president. And I have to tell you, I didn't like it. Because I knew in my heart that when he was welcoming us and saying that he was happy that we became citizens and that we were part of this country, I know he didn't mean it.
Luckily, Rangel became a citizen right before the pandemic hit Iowa hard. Her naturalization ceremony was in person. She says she feels bad for the people who had drive-through ceremonies the government is using during the pandemic. Her sister, Adeni Williams, says she has seen people on social media speak out more about their views on immigration, and it hasn't all been positive.
And I'm over here like, you don't know the process. You don't know what it takes to become a citizen, to be a permanent resident. You don't know what it is for people to have to, like, flee their countries because of what's going on over there.
Leo Landis is the state curator for the State Historical Society of Iowa. He says Mexican immigrants initially came to Iowa for job opportunities, just like Rangel did. According to Landis, throughout history, going back to the 1800s, Mexican immigrants have faced adversity, and they still do today, despite their efforts and desire to better the United States.
Government entities knew that Mexican immigrants were different, but knew they weren't black, and so it was trying to define how do you fit this new group of peoples into mainstream culture, and it was a struggle, and is one that I would argue we're still trying to address today with some of the experiences that black and brown people have in our state and in our nation.
According to the American Immigration Council, most immigrants in Iowa are originally from Mexico, and Rangel and her sister are proud to be among them. Rangel says her next big step as a U.S. citizen is to vote.
I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I can't wait because it was my first time that I'm going to be voting. This is a huge deal for me.
Rangel and her sister, Adeni Williams, say it is even more important to fulfill the citizen's duty during tumultuous times. I'm Cassidy Arena, Iowa Public Radio News.